On Tuesday, Sarasota residents voted to add an extra layer of community control over local development. They approved two ballot initiatives adding amendments to the Sarasota City and County charters that require a 4-to-1 supermajority approval by the Commission for any exceptional building projects in either the city or the county. On Tuesday, more than 60% of Sarasota voters approved the charter amendments. Citizens for Sensible Growth in Sarasota County is one of the main groups that advocated for passing the amendments requiring supermajority vote to change comp plans. Bill Earle is a board member of Citizens for Sensible Growth.
That is designed to give the citizens a larger voice in the growth management process in Sarasota County and to reduce sprawl and traffic congestion and promote smart growth.
Earle described why the amendments are important.
All over Florida, the comprehensive plan, which is designed to be a blueprint for the future growth 10 or 20 years down the road of the counties or cities, they've been riddled with legislative exceptions. So what was once a blueprint has become just a short-term menu of every time a developer wants to change something, he amends the what's supposed to be a public interest plan, and it's amended for small private benefits and without evaluating, without bringing in the overall community vision of what an area should look like, a shared vision between developers and citizens and neighborhoods.
WMNF asked Earle how these slow-growth amendments were different from the Hometown Democracy Amendment that Florida voters may have the opportunity to add to the Constitution.
Well, Hometown Democracy is much broader. It, of course, is in the Florida Constitution and applies to all amendments to a comprehensive plan after they're adopted by a city or county. The supermajority just requires, instead of having 3 out of 5 county commissioners or city commissioners approve, it requires 4 out of 5, a supermajority, majority plus 1, which really means more deliberation and debate and a larger consensus before changes are made to the existing plan.
The Greater Sarasota Chamber of Commerce opposed the supermajority amendments. Steve Quior is the president of the chamber and said that requiring a supermajority is not the most democratic option.
It basically turns upside down the majority rule that's worked so well for us locally and across the country for decades, in that just 2 out of 5 commissioners could block the will of 3, block, in fact, the duly elected majority.
Quior said there were 2 other reasons why the Greater Sarasota Chamber of Commerce opposed the amendments requiring a supermajority vote to change comp plans.
Circumstances seem to be changing more and more quickly, and to have to have an 80 or 100% vote to make adjustments to the comprehensive plan when the market forces and state funding and environmental issues and so many different factors are affecting our communities seemed like it will hamstring our policymakers. And a third reason is we're concerned it might slow or limit the development of workforce housing, which is still a very key need in the market area.
But Citizens for Sensible Growth's Earle was pleased that Sarasota became the first county where voters have mandated that comp changes only occur with supermajority support.
Very few areas in the state have this. Hillsborough has one by special act, and Collier County has one by special act. But this is the first citizen-initiated supermajority requirement at the county level in the state of Florida.
Sarasota citizens also voted to extend a 1-cent sales tax to support infrastructure. To learn more about Citizens for Sensible Growth in Sarasota County, visit sarasotacitizens.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.